Hey, y'all. You ready to tear Sony a new one?
Yeah, we've just finished recording our review for Peppermint and just got to chatting. And, Sony, you got some splaining to do.
So, what we've seen lately is, well, you can describe it better with the specifics about Venom, but basically, Sony has been trying to have their cake and eat it too.
They've been fucking up and they refuse to stop. Now, as we all remember that, of course, Sony used to have complete control of the Spider-Man franchise.
And this was great for the first two Sam Raimi movies. Those were solid entries. And then they tried to meddle with 3, and that fell apart. So then, fairly soon thereafter, they decide, we're going to reboot this all. And then we get The Amazing Spider-Man,
Actually, it wasn't so much they decided to reboot as...
Sam Raimi wasn't going to return.
No, Sam...
He refused to.
Yeah, he just was like... No, I'm not doing the Vulture and the Vulturess, and I think there was one more they wanted to work in.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, Sony just wanted to basically make up characters. Sam Raimi basically said, no, this is stupid, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Sony turns around and goes, oh, you don't want to do what we're telling you to do? All right, you're done, we're just going to start over.
Yep.
And then, God damn it.
And then we got The Amazing Spider-Man, which poorly used a character that I've been wanting to see on the big screen for a long time, and Lizard.
I mean, yes, but I think The Amazing Spider-Man version had one decent movie. Andrew Garfield, like with Tobey Maguire, I've always said, Tobey Maguire got Peter Parker right.
Yeah.
He couldn't get Spider-Man right.
And it was kind of the opposite.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield got Spider-Man right. So there's like the scene in the first Amazing Spider-Man where he slips into the back of a car that somebody's trying to steal, and he's a complete dick to the car thief. You can see the pieces were there.
Yeah.
It was all there.
And then the Amazing Spider-Man 2 happened, which was basically a 2.5-hour trailer for movies that would never come to be.
Okay, let me put it this way about Amazing Spider-Man 2. I grew up with Spider-Man. The mid-90s Spider-Man cartoon was basically my geek Bible. That is the single greatest portrayal of Spider-Man that I have ever seen until now. I was Sony's target market in every way. They still couldn't promote Amazing Spider-Man 2 in any way that would get me even remotely interested. I have not seen that film to this day. And I still don't care.
You didn't miss much.
As I understand it, no, I did not.
Oh, boy. And, yeah, so, anyway, that kind of blew up in their face. So, then Marvel, at this point, having really gotten a good stronghold with the MCU,
yep,
came to Sony and were like, look, we recognize what you're trying to do here. You just suck at it. How about this? You let us take the reins on Spider-Man. We will make your movie for you. You can still distribute the movie,
yep,
and you can still make all the money off of it.
Yep.
But in exchange, we get to then take Spider-Man and any characters that show up in his movies, put them in our movies. We don't really make the money off of them because they're still your characters and all that, but we get to use them, and in exchange as well, then you don't use Spider-Man in any live-action movies.
Yeah, it was...
outside of these ones that we are creating.
Yeah, it was basically, number one, thank you, North Korea, for the extra hype there.
Yeah, that was
and
something.
And number two, it was literally, it was a case of, like you said, Marvel saying to them, we're going to do everything for you. We just want the merchandising money. Sony basically stood to make hundreds of millions of dollars by doing nothing. And they still fucked it up.
Because now they're just like, okay, great, we're making tons of money by doing nothing, but we still own the rights to all these other characters that are tied to Spider-Man. Why don't we just keep making our own movies with these characters and creating our own cinematic universe? Because, you know, that's been turning out great so far.
Oh yeah! Dark Universe. And so the only
universe so far that has actually done well outside of the MCU is the Conjuring universe, because like the MCU, they know about making a universe through natural progression.
And so Sony announces Silver and Black, a movie that would be centered, of course, on Silver Sable and the Black Cat.
Which, when you look at their characters and everything from the comics, that could have worked. And I would, yeah. That would have been an interesting dynamic. You have two badass women leading a film in this day and age that would probably make bank.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The perfect time for that movie is right now.
And then they scrapped it.
No.
The next one they announced
was Venom. And the entire movie-going universe quit. Why? And then, oh, this gets even weirder. We come to the Cannes Film Festival shortly after Venom was announced, where Amy Pascal. Thank you, Amy Pascal, the head of Sony's Pictures, like creative department at the time, is in an interview with Kevin Feige, and Amy Pascal has the nerve to say, right in front of the godfather of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, that Sony's Spider-Man pictures, so Silver and Black and Venom, were going to be MCU films.
And the look on the look on Kevin Feige's face in that
Kevin
interview
Feige
was
without,
priceless.
Without saying a word, literally looks at her like, you are not coming in within 100 yards of any of our properties ever.
And relatively soon thereafter, Sony kind of backed off of that. Here's the thing.
Yeah, the only thing better was Amy Pascal trying to dig herself out of that hole.
Oh, I know. But
she's like, no. Our films are in a pocket universe that is sitting sort of attached alongside the MCU. No, you are desperately trying to ride the MCU's coattails, and we all know it.
Exactly. But ultimately, they did end up scrapping Silver and Black, only to more recently in announcing several films that are apparently in development, that they brought it back. But no, it's no longer Silver and Black. Now they're just doing two separate films, one for Silver Sable, one for Black Cat. And I'm just like,
no!
So we're going to get another mercenary film, and we're going to get another heist film, basically. Whereas if you combine those dynamics into a single film, it would have been far more intriguing.
Silver Sable cannot stand on her own in a movie.
Black Cat probably could, but having Silver Sable in the mix would have definitely added a level from a storytelling standpoint.
So Silver Sable cinematically is the equivalent of the constantly rumored Moon Knight Netflix series. You can do it, but for the love of God, you've got to do a lot of setup first.
You really do. But that's not all. They announced they want to do a jackpot film.
Who?
Which is a character.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm
literally fighting about this right now.
Which is a character that literally had an arc in the comics that spanned less than 50 issues in the early 2000s.
Okay. Let me just explain one very important thing about Jackpot here. The only reason I have any clue what he's talking about is the fact that I'm almost 40. 90% of the movie-going audience is going to have no idea who this character is.
And there's also a Paula raising her hand off screen.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly!
I have no idea.
Yeah. And an even more obscure character that they announced they want to do, Nightshade.
Who?
Not Nightshade, I do know. No, wait, I'm thinking somebody else.
Yeah. Basically, just another typical sort of Batman wannabe kind of character is all I gotta say.
Which is why I thought I knew who Nightshade was because I was thinking of Nightwing.
Mm, yeah, I know.
The fact that even I don't even know who Nightshade is.
Right. They want to do a Morbius the Vampire movie because, you know, vampires haven't been relevant since Twilight. They want to do a Kraven movie. I'm sorry, but when This comes to the heart of the issue here. You want to, they're announcing all these different movies, but like I said, of the 900 plus characters that you have the rights to, at least 50% of them are very closely tied to the story of Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
When
Venom,
at least with Venom, there is a slight argument for potentially going the whole route of, like, the anti-hero thing, because there has been some stuff in the comics that is with that. However, there's also the argument of the fact that all that stuff came many years after the character had already been well-established in the comics. So I can understand why they could go that route, but I can also understand why people have the reservations about this approach. Biggest reason I can understand why Sony would go the route of Venom is because the character is so iconic out of all the associated characters. But he's so much the yin to the yang that is Spider-Man that it really doesn't make any sense in a lot of respects. But getting back to my main point here, there are other characters that are even more closely tied to Spider-Man and Peter Parker, so much so that if you tried to make a movie based on them, where they are the protagonist, they are the focus of the story, you literally would have to rewrite their character so goddamn much that there's no point in even calling those movies by that character's name anymore. You might as well just create a brand new character and try and start a franchise off of that. Kraven is a perfect example of that. A character that literally, his sole purpose is to just hunt down Spider-Man. He's hunted all the other big game in the world, and he's like, I'm bored. I'm gonna hunt this human and animal hybrid thing down in this big city because that looks like a challenge to me. That is his only fucking purpose in the comics.
Yeah, like you said, Kraven is iconic as can be as a Spider-Man character. As a Spider-Man character, Sony, you don't have Spider-Man.
And if
please.
And literally, if you try to put him in a movie, the only way I can conceivably see it happening is instead of him being a big game hunter, he's a protector on a reserve, and there's poachers going out after the animals in that reserve, so he's hunting down the poachers. But then, why bother doing that when you can just create another character and have that be their whole thing? You've completely pulled away from everything that Kraven is in the comics by that point.
Or if they stick with the standard origin, but he decides to start hunting Venom instead of Spider-Man. It's still such a stretch that I swear I just pulled a muscle sitting in this chair. But it's like the only way that you could do a Kraven movie and stay close to the core of the character, because again, as iconic and established as Kraven is, he needs another established character in order to be able to brought into the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Sony does not have?
That character.
Exactly.
And, oh my god, honestly, like, Sony Pictures as a studio has been really floundering of late. Like they've had their issues with all these different things. The closest things that they've had to like decent franchises have been Jumanji, which even after the second film, you're like, where do you go from there? And Equalizer 2, which as great as action movies as they were not like stellar box office hits, and there's probably not necessarily going to be a third one based on how the second one kind of did box office wise. So it's kind of a scenario of like Sony is desperately trying to establish a franchise that they can really kind of build off of. Yeah, there's a couple other things in their wheelhouse, like Bad Boys, but come on. Resident Evil, like, they would have to reboot that. Underworld, they'd have to reboot that. But do we really want those reboots? That's the question. And it's a situation of, financially, they're really starting to struggle more and more. And in this age where we have big studios like Disney eating up other big studios like Fox, and we're seeing other networks and studios starting to try and merge together and buy each other out, and tech mogul companies trying to buy this out and that out kind of thing, it seems very much like Sony is like, our pictures division is sucking the life out of us. We need to jettison it sooner rather than later. What if we make it appealing to investors? And that's where I feel like a lot of the stuff that they are talking about is not even really real. It's just them trying to create this sense that they have their shit together, that they're doing something, that they're making a solid plan moving forward. And maybe, just maybe, Disney, their ideal one, because they are having such a great relationship with them, will be the ones that end up buying it, when Disney is clearly not going to
do that. No, I don't know.
And then that kind of frightens me too, because then I'm like, okay, well then they're probably just going to be like, anybody, just anybody, take us. And then I could see Sony Pictures being bought out by, like, just torn apart and just sold off in pieces to all of the highest bidders. We could see a scenario where potentially another bigger studio like Warner Brothers or Universal will buy out the rights to Spider-Man and all of his associated characters and say, we're just going to hold this hostage now and Marvel can't do shit with it.
Well, that's pretty much why we don't have another Incredible Hulk movie.
Exactly.
So, yeah. But I think at the same time, with a report that came out last month that Sony is looking to get Venom rated PG. Now, this came out after the trailer in which we have Venom very specifically talking about eating, not just eating human flesh, but eating organs. Just biting limbs off whole.
And then calling the guy a turd in the wind.
Somebody please do that as a parody of an Elton John song. Someone!
You can see Paula pondering over here.
I can almost see it fit.
Like, I don't know how you wouldn't go from like a turd in the wind to candle in the wind. It's not that hard! But the idea of wanting one of your tentpole franchise films that you've already marketed as R-rated as you possibly could, and to say, no, we want this to be PG. I'm sorry, but even this is the point where I think even Warner Brothers, a studio that has already fucked up the DCEU in every way possible, is going, what? And also that, now, internet, no matter how many times you theorize or try to beg for this to happen, Tom Holland is not making a cameo in the Venom movie. You do not want that man. that God sent into the Marvel Universe anywhere near a Sony Pictures studio. Because everything the MCU has done to build Spider-Man back up, Sony will kill it in less than two scenes.
Indeed.
And Sony, we're begging you. Just stop. The amount of money you could be making right now by doing absolutely nothing would be more than enough to make back all the money that you have lost from every film screw-up you have had in the last 5 years. And you could completely rebuild. You could take your time. Develop quality films. Please, just stop!
Well said.
It's really just...
It's just that simple. It really, really is.
It should be. We shouldn't have to record this video. At all. And yet here we are. Because every time there's a report of Sony fucking something up, I swear to God, there's a Sony executive somewhere going, "Oh, you thought that was a screw? Here, hold my beer. I'll be right back." Like... Even the expectation that they've cast Woody Harrelson as Carnage, which in and of itself is perfect,
but we don't see any of that in the trailer.
He's
the one, and when we see we see Venom fighting another symbiote, it doesn't even look like Carnage.
No, that is Riot.
Who?
Because obviously we can sell the movie with a villain no one has ever heard of. As I understand it, Carnage is in the movie for like 2 minutes to set up the sequel, because they think they're going to get a trilogy. Y'all know what happens every time a studio tries to launch a trilogy right off the bat? It don't work. Ever.
Do one, see how it goes. If it does well, do another one. If that does well, then do your third one.
Baby steps. Yeah. I mean, first Iron Man. Nearly bankrupted Marvel Studios to make it. If that hadn't succeeded, they were fucked. It worked. They went, okay, there's a market. Let's try Captain America. That worked. Then let's try Thor, see where this is going. That worked.
Let's put them all together.
We've built up our core here. Let's try a team up. Well, shit!
Now we got ourselves a universe.
Sony. When two movie critics who can't even break the 50 view mark yet have a better idea of how to run your studio than you do. There's no better point to end than that right there, because I think that says everything.
See you in the Venom review.
And if y'all thought I was pissed now.